Second date update.
We get hundreds of requests for second date updates from people all over the country now.
Yeah.
And when we're choosing who we should call, we usually look for something interesting about their situation, whether it's a really unique way that they met or an awkward moment that they remember from their date.
Yeah.
And when we don't have any of that, we just go off the weirdest names.
Uh-huh.
And recently, we got an email from a guy who signed it Wrangler.
Name.
I'm not sure if that's a college nickname or if it was some sort of typo in the email, but I don't know. Let's just ask him. Wrangler,
hello.
What's up? Is that a nickname or is that your real name?
That's my real name.
Okay.
Nice. Really?
So it wasn't something where you're trying to reach a country station and accidentally emailed us.
Yeah. You guys aren't a country station?
No.
Well, Wrangler, who we're going to be calling today and where'd you meet her?
Her name is Rohana.
Rohana. Okay.
Rohana and Wrangler. Okay. How'd you meet Rohana?
We dated our senior year of high school.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
This is like an ex thing.
It is. We were really close. We always got along, even when high school was over and went to different colleges. We tried the long distance thing, but it's just too far apart and it didn't work out.
So you guys broke up just because you were in different cities? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. It was like... when the whole relationship is just about the pain of not being together, that's not, you know.
That's not healthy. Yeah.
Plus, it is healthy, though, when you get to college after high school to take a little bit of time away and grow separately and become your own person. And then maybe you can come back together.
You mean is you want to go into college single, because why would you not want to?
I thought that was a cute way of him saying hook up with other people. But
I was trying to mask it.
I mean, college is all about experimenting. Let's see what's going on.
Wrangler had a good time in college.
I mean, his name was Wrangler in college.
All right.
Hold on. I have heard that sometimes people dating, it just wasn't the right time for them. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe now is a better time.
Sure. So how did you end up reconnecting with Rohana?
Well, you know, our friendship kind of drifted apart because it was hard to just be friends. And after college, she moved to England for work. So we just lost touch. And then I dated, but I didn't really find the one, and I was thinking about her. So not too long ago, it was our 10-year high school reunion.
Okay.
And I was thinking, okay, maybe she'll be there. Maybe she'll be single. Maybe we'll hit it up. You know, like I'm hoping.
Maybe there'll be a Jeep Wrangler out in the parking lot, and we can make a little Wrangler.
What happened? I'm like nervous for you. Was she there?
No, she wasn't there.
Oh. God, you brought me to a place and then let me down, Wrangler.
Well, it brought me to a place and let me down. So I went home right after the prom and I got on Facebook. I sent her a message.
The prom? Oh, wow. You mean the reunion? Are you?
The reunion. I'm sorry.
You got a flashback.
Yeah, I know. Sounds like prom night was good for you.
Yeah. All right. So what did Rohana say when you reached out?
I told her I was bummed I didn't see her, and she actually responded right away and we started talking again. And, you know, first it was like superficial chat, but very quickly it got to like that kind of deeper level flirty. And I found out she moved back like a year ago, not to the same city as me, but not far.
Okay.
And she's single.
The stars are aligning, my friend.
Yeah.
So did you make your move? Did you ask her out?
I asked her if she wanted to meet up for coffee and she said yes. So
there we go.
You know, I got this feeling going like I can't even describe the feeling. I was excited. Like my heart was like crazy. So
it's okay. All men have that feeling. It's something that you can handle on your own time.
No, there's a lot riding on this because for years you've built this woman up on this pedestal, it sounds like. And you've been comparing everybody else to her and whatever you guys had together.
Very much so.
What was it like when you met up with her?
Obviously, I built it up too much because I went and got flowers and I go to the coffee shop and I sit down and she did not show up.
What?
Seriously?
Oh, no.
She stood you up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, buddy.
I'm sorry, man.
What was that like? I mean, how long did you wait there for her?
I was there for upwards of 2 hours.
Oh, man.
He's like, I'm hoping this is a time zone thing because she moved back.
Yeah.
All the people with laptops thought it was weird I was there so long.
Yeah, without one.
Yeah.
Did you try and text her or anything?
Yeah, I texted her. I called her. I got no response.
Oh. Are you, I mean, at this point, because you've had a minute to sit with, like, of course, the initial disappointment and sadness, but now are you angry?
I'm not angry. I am hurt.
Yeah.
And I figured rather than just like sit in this for another 5 days, I had to do something different. So I turned to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give Rohana a call and we're going to wrangle you up a second date update. Okay, Wrangler?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hold on.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update. And we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
It's the sequel to Disney's Moana, The Legend of Rohana.
Oh, I love both of these.
Because it rhymes.
Yes. Where did she go? Did she get lost on her journey to meet Wrangler at the coffee shop?
Oh.
Did she maybe end up on a different island with a hot dude named after an even nicer car?
Oh.
A Mr. Land Rover, perhaps. Either way, our job is to help out our listener, Wrangler, to find out what happened to his long-lost high school sweetheart.
Aww.
After she stood him up at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Now, Wrangler, we're about to call Rohana for you. And this is a girl you've been thinking about for years. What's going through your mind right now?
I'm really just hoping she answers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I was thinking about this because, I mean, there's a lot in this. And maybe she really does feel the same as you, but maybe she was just scared to see you. I don't know. Maybe something bad happened in the last 10 years. Like she got arrested or something and she doesn't want to tell you about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'd be okay with that.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking because she, like, didn't show up to the reunion and she stood you
up.
Maybe
she's having a bad hair day.
But maybe that's
it. Oh, that's not an excuse to ditch someone.
Maybe her five kids were acting up in the back of the car on the way over and she had to ditch out. A lot of questions. And we're going to try and get you some answers right now. I'm about to dial her phone number. You ready, ma'am?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I feel that. I feel nervous right now.
This is like Moana. I just want to blow a conch.
It's not like Moana at all.
Moana has zero love story in it. I just want to let you know.
I love
okay.
That
movie. All right. Whatever.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial the number right now.
Hello?
Hi. I'm looking for Rohana.
This is Rohana. My name is Piggy.
This is Rohana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's who we're looking for.
Who are all these people?
We're a morning radio show. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And I'm really glad that you answered because we've been trying to get a hold of you on behalf of one of our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. We do something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to help them figure out the reason why.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, you didn't go on a first date with this person. Well, a long time ago, but not recently.
It's someone that you did go on dates with in the past and you were scheduled to meet up with him again, but you never showed up. You know what I'm talking about? Your date with Wrangler.
I'm sorry. I need to go.
No.
Hold on.
We're not calling to like attack you or tell you you're a bad person for not showing up. We're just trying to figure it out.
Because Wrangler's really confused about what went on that day because he showed up, he tried reaching out to you, and you never came, and he just doesn't know what happened.
I just don't even know how to honestly go about it. I don't know how to explain it, and I just really would love to just, at some point, just be able to sit down and talk to him.
Well, that's the thing. Rohana, like, if you don't tell him, he's not going to just wait around. There's not going to be a time where you get to sit down with them.
Yeah. The truth is, there's probably never going to be a perfect time to do anything like this. The conversation's going to be hard no matter what, no matter when. And I feel like when that's the case, what better time than now? Because I need to tell you, Rohana, that Wrangler's actually on the other line listening. And he's ready to talk to you.
Are you kidding me?
Surprise!
I'm serious.
No way.
This is like ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, it's the perfect time now.
Wrangler, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to blindside you here or anything. I just really, I didn't know what happened, and I was really looking forward
God.
To seeing you.
I'm just like, I can't believe this.
Rohana, don't be too angry. I mean, he couldn't get a hold of you. You weren't answering your phone calls, your texts.
I was worried.
The man was desperate. In a good way.
I mean, I feel like what might help Rohan in this moment is if you just at least start by explaining what happened that day of the date when you were supposed to meet him at the coffee shop. Because he still doesn't know.
We don't.
And we don't know.
Well, I actually was there. I was in my car outside of the coffee shop. And I saw him going in with the flowers.
Aww, cute.
And then right away, all these crazy memories from high school and from college just came back. And, you know, it was just extremely overwhelming for me. And I just couldn't get out of that car.
Aww.
And Wrangler, do you remember when I had to go to London?
Yeah, of course.
Right here? Well, do you remember that you were supposed to take me to the airport and you never showed up?
Wrangler was supposed to take you to the airport on the morning that you left for London?
Yes, I was going abroad for a year and he was supposed to take me to the airport and he never showed up. And it was one of the most devastating things that I've had to go through. I mean, it's not like we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, like, but we were really, really close. And it was just, it was almost like I wanted him to go there and convince me not to go.
I mean, that makes sense because it's like you have all these like big feelings from that moment and they're brought up again. And I'm sure you're scared of setting yourself up for that type of disappointment again from him.
Yeah, I mean, Wrangler was my first big love.
Wrangler, you never told us about that half of the story where you were supposed to take her when she left for England. Why didn't you show up that morning?
First, before I even explain why, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
That was a strong move.
I should have known that was going to affect you. I was thinking about how it was going to affect me. I was thinking about how I felt about you and how I still had feelings with you. And the idea of putting you on an airplane and sending you away just, it destroyed me.
Okay. I mean, this was high school, everyone, not to be heartless.
But this is college, and these are big, huge emotions and relationships. And
I mean, you didn't even say anything to her, Wrangler? Like, why wouldn't you at least tell her how you were feeling instead of completely shutting down?
By that point, I thought I was supposed to be over it, you know? We'd broken up, we'd moved on, or I thought you had moved on. You know, I know you were dating in college. I mean, I dated in college, too. And you probably thought I moved on now that I look back at it, but I really never did.
You know, Wrangler's got to wrangle.
Like I said, it was my first big love, and it's something that you never forget. And at the time, I knew I had those feelings for you. I mean, I had them for a really long time. And
what are you guys talking about? It sounds like you have them right now for each other, that they're still, that they like still exist.
There's definitely something still there, and you guys need to talk this out in person.
Yeah, you're terrible at communication so far.
Yeah. The only way that we can solve this is by getting you guys face to face, and that's why we would like to offer to send you guys out on another date, and we'll pay for it. Kind of like a second first date.
Oh my God, it's a second chance for love.
What do you say, Rohana?
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Wrangler. It sounds like she's not interested.
Come on, let her answer.
Rohana, say yes. I know that it could be setting you up for more heartbreak, but that's what dating is, right? Like, it's taking a chance. You have to take that chance.
I feel like my life has been a big heartbreak, and
I feel you, sister.
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, but I do have to say that the time that I was with Wrangler is probably one of the happiest times of my life. And so I can't take that for granted. So I'm going to give it a chance.
Yes!
All right.
Great risk, great reward. That's how it works, you guys.
There we go.
I'm so excited.
It's like the end of Moana when she finds
again, this has nothing to do with Moana.
What can we say except you're welcome?
Oh, my God.
No,
oh, my God.
There you go, Wrangler. Congratulations. You got a second date.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And Rohana, your five kids are cool with this?
No, five kids.
Oh, okay. Totally unattached. Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, my God. And update us. Keep us updated on how things go, please.
Yeah, unless they go bad, because we don't want a sad story.
No. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was a second date update from a few months back.
Oh, my God.
Brooke's still crying about it.
I'm so excited.
And Wrangler and Rohana are now back on the phone once again to give us an update on their relationship. How you guys doing?
Hi. We're doing good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You are.
They sound happy.
Oh. You do. So,
oh, my God. I love love. What is happening?
Wrangler emailed and said that he has a big surprise.
No.
Something that he wants to ask Rohana right now. So, Wrangler.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you this. I wanted to, like, share it with our friends.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me you're going to say anything like moving together or something like that. It's too soon.
No, don't shut him down.
Wait.
It's okay. It's not that. It's okay.
Okay.
It's not, you're not asking her to move in.
I thought we were going to get married. I'm sorry.
Guys, let him tell it.
I just wanted to say, you know, getting to know you again, it's been amazing. And just reconnecting with you, I know how special your dog Sammy was to you, and I feel so bad about it, and that he passed last year, and you know I've got this inheritance coming from my grandma.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
So I've been thinking about like what to do with it, and I'm willing to pay half to have Sammy cloned for you.
Whoa.
What? That just took a weird turn
and
for
only
me.
Half?
Wrangler, you're offering to clone her dead dog?
Is that something you want, Rohana?
This is so odd. I've never even known that you can clone a dog.
You can. What? We've heard of people doing it. Is this something you guys have discussed?
Yeah.
I heard about it on the radio, actually, but I talked to a vet, and it's about $20,000.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's why he's paying for half.
Usually, it costs like $30,000 to $50,000.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if you want to get a back alley clone job. I'm just letting you know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Do you have an answer for him, Rohana?
That's a lot of money, and I don't know if that's what I want to do.
It would be like having a child.
Well, you have to talk about it off the air, obviously, because we're out of time here.
Okay, if you need other suggestions for the $10,000, text me, okay?
Yeah.
I got some other ideas for you.
All right. Wooing the opposite sex is a lot different now than it used to be, I'll tell you that. But good luck, you guys, and good luck with new Sammy. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.